Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Thursday, and the Packers were back out on the practice field today. A snowy affair there in Green Bay, Wisconsin, as LaFleur indicated after practice. It's a good chance it snows on Monday night, so one of the advantages of working out and practicing in the environment is you get the environment. So Packers were out there in the snow, and for the most part, pretty clean bill of health. Obviously, Jaire Alexander is the name on everyone's lips when it comes to did he or didn't he practice, and yes, he did in full. We'll see if that continues throughout the week. I don't need to remind you guys, he was shut down last Friday prior to the Sunday nighter against the Seahawks, so anything is possible. Javon Bullard and Quay Walker were your only two non-participants. Good to see everybody else out there in some capacity, including Luke Musgrave, who was a limited participant per the injury report. There's a chance that he's up on Monday night. We'll see. He is still within the 21-day window to be activated after beginning practice last Wednesday, coming back from that ankle injury and surgery that he had earlier this season. We'll get into practice. We'll get into the game against the Saints coming up. I did want to talk a little bit about what was all over Packers Twitter today regarding the Aaron Rodgers documentary on Netflix, and an interesting, I'm not going to call it sleight of hand, but an interesting editing choice from the producers, director, the editors, Aaron Rodgers himself, who knows? I mean, it is his production. I have zero doubt he saw it before it went out the door for public consumption. And there is a scene very specifically that was first pointed out by Justice Moschetta, I believe was the first I saw with it, writing over there at Acme Packing Company, pointing out that at one point, Matt LaFleur credits Ted Thompson with the selection of Jordan Love, saying that Jordan Love was too good to pass up or too good an opportunity to let go by, pass up, etc. Which is interesting phrasing simply because that is always what Ted himself and others who were involved in that process always said about Ted drafting Aaron Rodgers. You see where I'm going with this. Matt was asked about it in his press conference today, and he did say Ted Thompson had nothing to do with the drafting of Jordan Love. It's pretty clear that this has been edited to make it appear as though Matt is indicating Ted Thompson was involved or made a push for Jordan Love to be involved. The question is why? Why is it edited this way? I don't think you have to go too far to understand what's happening here. Aaron Rodgers refuses to let Brian Gutekunst get any kind of credit, give him any kind of shine, any plaudits, anything positive heading Brian Gutekunst's way. It's going to be headed off at the pass by Aaron Charles Rodgers. I mean, I've had people in my mentions today talking about, oh, I can't believe he's so petty. Is this your first time encountering Aaron Rodgers? I don't want to belabor this. I just find it fascinating that that's the level. That's the kind of minutia that he's involved with. Or maybe he's not. Maybe he very innocently watched the entire thing, including that moment, just didn't click, and it just went out the door onto Netflix servers for the whole world to see. And undoubtedly he'll be asked about it on Pat McAfee next week, and he'll probably say, oh, wasn't the intention, it was a mistake, etc. And maybe that's true. But it is interesting. It's almost akin to, yeah, I've been immunized, only it's an edit instead of a phrasing. It's just funny. Just interesting to me. That's all. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody hanging out, talking Packers already in the comments section. You guys know what's up. I got to give a shout out to our good friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com and use code CHTV. Spend $5 on lineups and get $50 instantly. You can join in the fun in the description of this video. There's a link for you to participate. Remember, use code CHTV. Prize Picks is available in 43 different states, most importantly, including Wisconsin. Big matchup tonight, Thursday night football. We got the Chargers taking on the Denver Broncos, and Bo Nix, who I think is going to run early and often all over this Chargers defense. Devontae Williams, probably not as much. I don't think he's been incredibly involved the last 3 or 4 weeks. And given that dearth of opportunities, I don't see him getting over one run over 11 and a half yards. Justin Herbert, I think he is going to be limited by a very good Denver defense. Give me less than 230.5 passing yards. Ladd McConkey, however, will be a focal point for Justin Herbert. He's finally right as rain, healthy, good to go. I think he gets over 66.5 receiving yards. Send me your lineups, folks. Had a lot of folks reaching out, both via Twitter and Facebook. Shoot me however you want as far as your lineups go. Remember, use code CHTV. Get $50 instantly. Do it, folks. What's going on, people? We got some chatters up in here. She said, Joey, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Any update on Lloyd? Nothing yet. All I know is he wasn't participating in practice yet, and he still remains on the non-football injury list, last I heard, anyway. It'd be nice to get him back out there, but so far, nothing to report. Craig, thanks for the super chat. If you could go to any game in Packer history, which game would it be, and why is it the Ice Bowl? Craig, I was just, as I was reading your question here, I was going to say, I've been asked this before, and the answer is the Ice Bowl, and it's simply because I would love to tailgate with my grandparents. My grandmother, the very last lunch we ever had together, she told me some amazing stories about that day, about the Ice Bowl, and the tailgate that she, my grandpa, and some friends had in their Sunday best. You remember back then, it was kind of a CNBC scene crowd, and you wore your camel coat and a silk blouse, which is literally what she wore to the Ice Bowl underneath her coat, and your fine jewels and things like that. It was a very interesting scene. I would absolutely love to be there and see it and participate, and just the vibe would sounded absolutely incredible. There are obviously lots of other games that I'd love to be at, but for personal reasons, it's definitely the Ice Bowl. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Will you serve cheesy gumbo Monday at your house? That's a good question. Hold on.
Hey, honey? Honey? Yeah. Will we serve cheesy gumbo on Monday night? No? Or yes? Okay.
Okay, so that's sounding like a no. I'll get back to you on that. We'll find out, Dustin. Joey, thanks for the super chat. I don't miss the Rodgers drama. Can't blame you, man. And for the most part, I try to stay out of it. But, I mean, when it's this directly aimed at the current general manager of the Green Bay Packers, you know, I just want to make sure the record is correct. Let's put it that way. Ryan, thank you for the super sticker. Appreciate you. Craig, thanks to the super chat, man. On Prize Picks, do they give you the over-under, or do you have to put in a guess? No, Craig, they provide the over-under as far as what, you know, they expect the over-under for passing yards. In particular, whatever it was that I just gave for Justin Herbert, I don't think he's going over 266.5, so I said under. And if you get under, you win. But yes, they set the number. And they're really good at it. It's very interesting to try and go and research and what has a guy been doing statistically over the course of like the last couple games, over the year, etc. So that's part of the fun for me anyway. Brett, what are you asking for Christmas? Not much, just my kids to be healthy. That's probably about it. Ryan, thanks for checking out the stream, man. Is Jair healthy enough to turn the secondary into a high-level unit? My message didn't link to my super chat. I'm new here. Sorry about that, Ryan. Thank you for the super chat. Appreciate you, man. Is Jair healthy enough to turn the secondary into a high-level unit? Well, not yet, because he hasn't been able to get out there on game day. But when he returns, I suspect he will be, because there's no way that they're putting him out there unless he is 100%. I think that's been part of the frustration over the course of the last couple weeks, as he's practiced throughout the week and then been shut down that final practice and then been unable to go on the day of the game. So I don't think he's going to be out there unless he's 100%. And when that happens, I think he's got a chance to really clearly, obviously improve the secondary. But I do think they've found a pretty damn good way of working without him as far as mixing coverages, utilizing a lot of different zones and disguise pre-snap to kind of hide their intentions. But yeah, I think Andy Herman put it perfectly a couple weeks ago when we were talking about this on Let's Talk Football. He just opens up your options if you're Jeff Hafley, as far as what you're calling, what your matchups are, some of the, you know, predictable tendencies that your opponent might have, being able to match up Jair with certain personnel, etc. He definitely opens a lot up for you as a play caller. But yes, I think there's zero doubt in my mind. I talked about it, I think, last week on the video I did about Jair. I mean, he is a game changer. He has the ability to maybe not take over a game, but very much change a game in one play. And getting that back out on the field, you certainly can't turn your nose up at it. I think he has the ability and the talent to make them a top flight unit. Autumn, thank you for the super chat. Appreciate you. Your LOL about Corey's smelly gloves was the best. Someone buy that man some new ones for Christmas. I appreciate it. It was just one of those things. We talked about it before we went on camera. And then I don't know what it was in the moment. The way he said smell level really did kind of just destroy me. But he does have one new pair left. He's just waiting to open it till as long as possible before he does. But yeah, we got to get him some new ones so he feels compelled to do so. Thankfully, we do it remotely, so I don't have to deal with it in person. Ed, thanks for the super chat, man. Has anyone thought about super gluing the challenge flag to Matt's pocket, or do you think the staff is selling squares as to when he will use it? I'll bet much more on the latter than the former. And look, Matt sounded pretty defiant in his press conference today. He's not worried about it. He's going to try and, throw that challenge flag, and something that he's going to continue to do if he thinks it's the right thing. And sometimes, as he indicated, if there's a play in question and his guys are in need of a timeout, he'll just challenge the play to give them the timeout. And if they end up winning the challenge, then they still have the timeout to spare. So, hey, man, it's his team. He wants to run it the way he wants, and that's totally fine. I love you all. What else we got here, folks? New York G said, that's funny. Starlev, thanks for checking out the stream. With current running backs and the awesome job they are doing, do we see Quadzilla staying, be it him or be it the organization? That's a good question. Obviously, I think the main concern is that AJ is healthy and 100% recovered from the stingers that he suffered within basically a 9-month span. I'd be surprised if he's back. He was back on a 1-year deal, which was a pretty special consideration. I'd be very surprised if he was back, but we shall see. The Packers may, because of their style and the way that they really have embraced the running game, and for the fact that AJ never really got to run in this style of offense as far as all the power they're doing, he might be a considerable uptick and show, a lot more behind this type of line and or style rather than the zone stuff that they had him doing out of the shotgun, which really didn't suit him. I think it's a shame that there's a decent possibility he never gets to do that. But I think if he were given the opportunity to run in this offense, the style that they're running right now, I think he'd be a hell of a lot more productive than he had been the last couple of years. Of that, I have little doubt. What else we got here, folks? Any new... thanks, Craig. Any new Motel Men music coming out? We have a single coming out soon-ish. We've been working on it for a while. Probably out after the holidays. But sooner rather than later. Let's say that. Let me see. Brett, thank you, man. Have you watched the Rodgers doc yet or read the book that was released about him last summer? I haven't watched the doc. I did watch the clip that was circulating overnight about when Matt LaFleur did talk about the selection of Jordan Love. I doubt I'll watch the doc at any point. I'm just not interested. As far as the book, yes, I was sent the book, and I did read some of the stuff around when he was drafted, the drafting of Love, and things like that. And yeah, it was interesting. No question about it. Steve, what's up, man? Nags, getting ahead of us, but who gets the first contract? McManus, Tom, Stokes, I kid, or a receiver? I mean, I don't want, Justice turning off his camera here. As far as who gets the first, I think the obvious answer is Zach Tom, right? I mean, premier tackle in the NFL, whether it's right or left, it don't really matter to me. I think that's the guy you lock up as a member of your core. Definitely want him on a second contract sooner rather than later. I'd be shocked if he isn't the first in line to get a new deal. Dustin, what's up, man? No matter what the differences we all, as people may have, we can always unite on the facts that the Bears do and will forever suck. Go Pack, go. No question about it, man. And I suspect that might be an allusion to someone in the chat here today talking about politics, which, hey, man, bully for you. Do whatever you need to do. This just ain't the place for it. It's not what we do here. But, hey, man, go have fun on the approximately 4 billion other platforms where you are free to voice your opinion about whatever political things you're thinking about. It's just not here at Cheesehead TV. It's not what we do. Cheers. Brett, thanks for checking out the stream, man. Do you think Lloyd will be running back 2 going into the playoffs if he can practice a couple weeks and get back by the Bears finale? Brett, it's getting late, right? I think there would have been a chance if he had been able to get back even last week, this week maybe. But man, he's not out there today, which would suggest he's probably not going to be out there this week. I can't imagine him getting activated, say, prior to the Vikings game and being involved in a meaningful way, maybe by the Bears game. And if he shows, you know, that he is assignment sure, can handle the pass pro, maybe. But man, that feels, I don't want to say like it's playing with fire, but you've got a really good way of working going on. You've got two guys behind Josh Jacobs who have done a hell of a lot for you all season long. I really believe in Lloyd. I think he's talented as hell. He's got a ton of upside, but I can't fathom leaning on him and or making him running back 2, given what Chris Brooks in particular has done over the course of the past 6-7 games. It's not to say they won't do it. Maybe they do if they're like very, very adamant that they think he can help them, but yeah, I'd be surprised. But I've been surprised before. We shall see. Who cares about political views? All that matters is you're not a Bears fan. That's fair enough. Brandy, how are you? Nags, what former Packer does Cooper remind you of? I think he plays like a faster version of A.J. Hawk. Oh, a much faster version of A.J. Hawk. I don't know, Brandy. It's a good question, but I struggled to think of a linebacker in Green Bay in the modern era who really compares to Edgerrin and his athletic upside. Now, I think there have been guys who've been, you talk about the Desmond Bishops or A.J. Hawks of the world, a little bit more built, a little more physical, probably able to take on a bit more punishment. But man, as a pure athlete, it's hard to think of a comparison. There really hasn't been one in recent vintage. I mean, maybe if you go way back to Nick Barnett, but even Barnett, as good as he was, and he was good, he was not this. Cooper is trending towards being pretty damn special in a way that I don't think any linebacker in Green Bay has been in quite some time. Brett, that's a good question. Is Eric Wilson the green dot guy with Quay out? Most likely, not necessarily like automatic, but I believe that is the route they will go. Isaiah, Fred Warner pedigree and Edgerrin Cooper. I don't disagree. I mean, as far as the sideline to sideline ability to erase angles on guys who normally can get the corner on defenses, he's similar in that regard. And his ability to flip his hips and get downfield with a tight end up the seam or take backs out of the backfield in the passing game, pretty good in that regard as well. So, yeah, I think obviously that's not a Packer, but if you're talking about you're looking for a comparison, it's not too far off. What else we got here, folks? Oh, good question, Matthew. Who would you prefer, Watson or Dobbs, long-term, Nags, regarding the impending contracts? I've said all along, I think Watson will get the first deal, but I don't think that means that Dobbs won't get one. But I do think Watson will get the first contract extension. That's just, you know, that is my guess, just because of his upside athletically, the way he has really improved this season and been a lot more consistent over last year. I know that, look, Dobbs is obviously productive and certainly has the trust of the quarterback, probably the best hands on the team. Definitely think he gets a contract and stays in Green Bay. I just think Watson will be first in line, is my guess. Tacoma kicks. Watson is way too injury prone. He's missed one game all year. What are you talking about? He got kicked in the shin at the end of this game on Sunday night, but other than that, he's been out there. I don't know what to tell you, man. Yeah, everybody gets hurt. It's football. Craig, who will be tight end one for the long term? Oh, I think clearly Tucker Kraft is on his way to solidifying that. I mean, maybe not quite yet. I think Musgrave obviously will be heard from once he gets back out on the field, but I don't see him eclipsing Tucker Kraft anytime soon. I think Kraft does everything you want him to do and does it at a high level, and he's incredibly consistent. And here's the thing. I still think there's lots of room to grow in Kraft's game. There's a lot more consistency he can find with his physicality on some of the backside blocking and some of the run game, etc. I don't doubt for a moment that he's going to continue to refine his game and get better. And that's what's crazy. As good as he is, and he is really fucking good right now, he's got room to grow and continue to get better, which should scare the hell out of the rest of the league, because he's already really good and really productive. But I do believe he is only scratching the surface this season. There's much more to come from Tucker Kraft, is my guess. Jerry, how are you? Thanks for the super chat. Giving thanks on Monday watch party now, because at 3 a.m. in Italy, I may not be able to be awake enough to do a super chat, taking off tomorrow. Oh, Jerry, travel safe. It was lovely to see you at the meetup. Absolutely lovely to meet your son. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for supporting Cheesehead TV. Safe travels and Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you. New York Cheesehead, I agree. Kraft will be a top tight end in the league, the total package. Absolutely agree. Couldn't agree more. Stralev, I love the play where instead of a QB sneak, they ran Kraft to center and he gets it. That was so awesome and out of the norm for the Packers. Yeah, they've run it once or twice too. So I absolutely expect to see that a handful more times throughout this year and probably a couple of upcoming years. Brandy, Nags, how cool was Driver's house? I cannot begin to tell you how cool that space was. It was amazing. Matthew, I couldn't begin to tell you numbers. When I go this off season and they start talking about contract extensions and things like that, I'll do a deep dive into it. But right now I have no idea. You'd have to look at the market, what guys have gotten last year, what the pending free agents might be looking for as far as their relative production, comparative, etc., things like that. But yeah, as far as numbers, way too early to say. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, turn on the notifications, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.